Let's go back thousands of years to the Ice Age and prehistoric times, before written history. We use the bones of the woolly mammoth to make our huts, covering the huts with animal hides to protect us from the snow and cold wind. We hear music coming from inside the prehistoric hut. Number one, what do you think is the oldest musical instrument in human history? You carry the oldest musical instrument around with you all the time. It's the human voice box in your throat. It's also called the Adam's apple. Inside are two flat rubbery muscles called vocal cords that vibrate when you talk and sing. During the Ice Age, life is difficult, but we're so inventive and use our brains to solve many problems. Number two, why do you think prehistoric people might have made music using their vocal cords? We can only guess since there are no written records. Sitting in a quiet cave or hut, prehistoric people might have made music by humming or singing to match the beat of their heart. Slow humming or singing for a calm heartbeat. Fast humming or songs for an excited heartbeat or mood. Number three. Did prehistoric people have other instruments besides their vocal cords? A fossilized flute was discovered by paleontologists in Slovenia, and it's thought to be at least 40,000 years old. It was carved from the femur bone of a cave bear. Number four. What are the ways do you think that prehistoric people may have made music? Prehistoric people may have hit sticks together or on something in order to make music. Prehistoric people may have slapped their hands on logs or against their body to create music. Number five. Why do you think music is so important to us and other animals? At around 3 months of age, human babies make cooing sounds, like singing. Parents would sing, hum, or play music to their babies to calm them down if they were crying or upset. Birds and other animals like whales, squirrels, mice, and bats also sing songs to mark their territory, to find a mate, or just to be singing.